A full panel of judges in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals will decide if the Indian Child Welfare Act is based on race or politics. The court heard oral arguments on Wednesday, January 22nd, in New Orleans. In 2018, a Texas lower court found the act, known as ICWA, to be unconstitutionally race-based. A three-judge appeals panel overturned that finding, but not unanimously, and so now all the appeals judges in the Fifth Circuit will consider the issue. The battle centers in part on how much power Congress has over states in Indian child welfare cases. The Texas court found that the federal act imposes duties on state agencies, a violation of 10th Amendment anti-commandeering principles. But Eric Grant with the U.S. Department of Justice argues against that contention.
ICWA does not commandeer states. Instead, it grants federal rights to certain individuals and sets federal rules of decision for state courts to apply to protect those rights.
Grant says under the Constitution, state judges are bound to observe federal law, and that applies to judges hearing ICWA cases. An assistant attorney general for the Navajo Nation concurs. Paul Spruan says ICWA fulfills treaty obligations, a purely political objective. He says that holds up even when examining racial terms in the act: Indian, Indian child, and Indian tribe.
They are directly connected to membership in a sovereign tribal nation with a government-to-government relationship with the United States.
On the other side of the issue are families who want to adopt or foster indigenous children but have come up against ICWA regulations. Their attorney is Matthew McGill, who says ICWA preferences put his clients at the bottom of the list. He notes that under ICWA, consideration for a native child's placement goes first to the child's family, then to the child's tribe, then to other tribal affiliations.
That is, in my view, just a naked and transparent racial classification and racial objective. Simply to say we're going to put any Indian child with any Indian family is the very definition of a racial categorization.
26 states and 486 federally recognized tribes filed support for ICWA, including all 9 tribes whose land falls within South Dakota borders. The state of South Dakota did not join either side. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.